And the rally continues on Wall Street. Thank you, bank stocks. It's the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks for coming by again today. More job losses were announced today. You know, it's been part of our society for nearly 130 years, and soon these products will be sold off. Another shoe has dropped. People who have been able to keep their jobs are now seeing their salaries cut. Have you heard about the avalanche of evictions that's coming? Disney World now has a reopen plan. It was a no-go today for SpaceX. Bonuses for bankrupt company executives. It's a thing. Let's get into it.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and once again, welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Let's get into this, shall we? It was a volatile day today on Wall Street. The major averages advanced on the back of strong showings by the financial sector. Bank stocks were broadly higher as investors cheered the prospects of the economy reopening. Meanwhile, those stocks that benefited from people staying at home, well, they struggled. Think Zoom, Netflix, Shopify, and Amazon. I'll share the numbers from Wall Street in just a bit. It's been a lousy year for Boeing. First, the problems with their 737 MAX, and now the airlines are canceling orders. All of that results in further job cuts. Today, the company said it's eliminating more than 12,000 U.S. jobs, including over 6,700 U.S. layoffs, as the largest American plane maker restructures in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. Boeing also disclosed it plans several thousand remaining layoffs in the next few months, but did not say where those would be taking place. How bad is business? Well, in April, Boeing recorded zero orders for the second time this year, and customers canceled another 108 orders for its grounded 737 MAX plane, compounding its worst start to a year since 1962. Another long-time and famous company has made the decision to sell its nearly 130-year-old consumer lighting division. That from General Electric today, and after the announcement, the industrial giant saw its stock climb. GE has been dumping assets for several years to shore up its weakened financial position. It already sold its commercial lighting business back in 2018. The buyer for this, the consumer division, is Savant Systems, a smart home company. Terms of the sale were not disclosed. Well, for those of you who think the U.S. economy will rebound quickly, this bit of news sticks a pin in that balloon. Companies across the country are cutting the wages of their workers, and with reduced wages comes less consumer spending, and that will mean a much longer recovery period. On earnings calls, big businesses, including the Container Store and Lyft, have cited that they are going to be temporarily cutting salaries. Federal Reserve officials have also found plenty of supporting evidence of the practice. Pay cuts for Americans who've managed to hold on to their jobs may hobble the return to normal. People will have to use a bigger chunk of their income for fixed obligations like housing and other debts, leaving less for the kind of spending that can really help spark the economy back to life. Well, the United States, already wrestling with an economic collapse not seen in a generation, is facing a wave of evictions as government relief payments and legal protections run out for millions of out-of-work Americans who have little financial cushion and few choices when looking for new housing. The hardest hit are tenants who had low incomes and little savings before the pandemic, and whose housing costs ate up more of their paychecks. They were also probably more likely to work in industries where job losses have been particularly severe, like retail and restaurants. Temporary government assistance has helped, as have government orders that put evictions on hold in many cities. But evictions will soon be allowed in about half of the states, according to Emily Benfer. She is a housing expert and associate professor at Columbia Law School who is tracking eviction policies. She said in a recent interview, quote, "We are facing an avalanche of evictions," end quote. That, of course, means that more and more families may soon experience the dreaded eviction notice on the front door, the stomach-churning knock from sheriff's deputies, the possessions piled up on the sidewalk. They're going to be facing displacement at a time when people are still being urged to stay at home to keep themselves and their communities safe. Some of the smaller regional amusement park attractions in Central Florida have been reopening after pandemic-related closures. And now? Well, now we will hear from the Big Cheese itself. Walt Disney has presented plans to reopen Disney World to the country's Economic Recovery Task Force. SeaWorld Entertainment also made its presentation before the committee. The Mayor's Committee and Governor's Office have yet to approve the proposals, but there haven't been any rejections yet. Comcast's Universal Orlando had its plans approved last week. It will open to select annual pass holders on June 3rd, and all-day guests come on June 5th. So it's fair to say that just about any date in June that SeaWorld Orlando and Disney World offer up at this point will be given the state's aggressive pro-bonus reopening stance and be granted their request. Stocks ended higher for the second day in a row as investors focus on the reopening of the economy, but still want to see more in the ways of stimulus. The Dow closed up 553 points, or 2.2%. The 30-stock average also finished above 25,000 for the first time since March. The S&P 500 closed 1.5% higher after briefly trading lower. That recovery put the S&P 500 back above its 200-day moving average. That's a key level watched by traders, and over the 3,000 mark for the first time since March. The Nasdaq gained nearly 0.8%. Winners, as we said earlier, were bank stocks, while some stay-at-home stocks like Netflix were down. Meanwhile, the Mortgage Bankers Association reported the sixth straight week in rise of mortgage applications. Data released yesterday shows new home sales in April also topped estimates. Bad weather postponed NASA's bid to make history by sending two astronauts to the International Space Station aboard a vehicle designed and built by a private company. The SpaceX capsule and rocket will be the first to carry humans into space from U.S. soil since 2011, marking a new era of commercial spaceflight. If all goes as planned, the capsule will remain at the space station for about 2 months, and when it returns, it will splash into the Atlantic Ocean. Today's launch from Florida's Cape Canaveral is now delayed until Saturday afternoon at 2:22 p.m. Central Time, weather, of course, permitting. And finally, there is this. Hertz forked out $16 million in bonuses to its executives several days before filing for bankruptcy protection and just weeks after cutting thousands of employee jobs. Some 342 executives shared $16.2 million in bonuses on May 19th as part of a plan to keep them in place while the company attempts to reorganize. The rental car giant's newly promoted CEO, Paul Stone, received his $700,000 bonus just 3 days after taking the top job. But Hertz is not alone. JCPenney also recently paid out $10 million in bonuses as it filed for bankruptcy protection and put over 80,000 people out of work. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. For all of us associated with this project, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.